Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Wood. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruf Gentry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ruf Gentry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Hansky. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is called out on strikes. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Hoover moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Hoover scores. York moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Moses steals second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is called out on strikes. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Moses steals third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Moses scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Gentry moves to second. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoover strikes out. Tresh drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hoover out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson takes first base on ball 4. Don Hanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Hanski reaches second base with a double. Hodgson goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hanski. The throw from Richards and they have the runner in a rundown. Hoover applies the tag, and Hanski is out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hanski scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York takes first base on ball 4. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. York moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. York scores. Wood moves to third. Outlaw moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth is walked intentionally. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Kurt Wright chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Appling. Appling fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Appling. Wood scores. Outlaw scores. Bloodworth goes all the way around to score. Richards moves all the way to home. It's 7-2, Tigers. Gordon Maltzberger now pitching. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gentry strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maltzberger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a pop-up towards third. Hodgson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Maltzberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maltzberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a fly ball towards center. Kramer catches it and throws to first to double up Maltzberger. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker is hit by the pitch. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. Curtwright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. York is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hodgen hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hanski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gordon Maltzberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maltzberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maltzberger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gentry strikes out. 1 out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoover is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Moses is hit by the pitch. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Richards for a passed ball. Tucker moves to second. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 2 in the game. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Richards fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hodgson hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Hanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hanski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Outlaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Outlaw moves to second. 1 out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. he's got two RBIs. Richards strikes out. Two outs. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gentry hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tresh for the out. One out. Gordon Maltzberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maltzberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maltzberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maltzberger moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tucker hits a line drive towards short. Hoover catches it and throws to first to double up Moses. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hoover bunts towards the mound. Maltzberger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Hoover moves to second. It's 8-2, Tigers. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 3 in the game. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Kurtwright moves to second. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgin for the out. Kurt Wright moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Don Hanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hanski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.